This weekend, dozens of Russian missiles struck targets across Ukraine, including in the capital Kyiv and the city of Lviv, which endured the heaviest attacks in months. The escalation by Russian forces ended weeks of relative quiet across the northern and western parts of Ukraine. With G7 and NATO summits taking place this week, the attacks this weekend ensured that the war in Ukraine would be front and center in the discussions at both gatherings. NPR security correspondent Greg Myrie joins us from Ukraine. Greg, good to have you.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
So Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, addressed President Biden and other G7 leaders at a meeting today in the Bavarian Alps. What was his message?
Right. So he spoke by video link from here in Kyiv, and the actual speech hasn't been released, but the details that are coming out is that he really stressed the need for heavy weapons very soon. He really wants Ukraine to try to get the upper hand on the battlefield before the end of the year. And the Russians have been making these slow, incremental advances. They have more firepower. And Ukraine's big worry is maintaining Western unity and support and military assistance. And they worry that the longer this fight grinds on, the harder it may be to maintain that. So they really want to stress the urgency.
Right. Now, the U.S. and other NATO countries have been sending weapons throughout the war. What specifically are the Ukrainians looking for at this point?
The top priority is really long-range artillery, and it has been arriving, but just not in the quantity or at the speed Ukraine would like. Perhaps the best example of this is the long-range U.S. rocket system known as HIMARS. Now, these systems have arrived recently. They've been placed on the battlefield. Ukraine's military even put out a slick video over the weekend saying it had just started using them, showing some of them being fired on the battlefield. They can strike it up to 40 miles away, which is much further than previous systems that Ukraine had. We've seen reports already that Russian military sites 30 miles or more from the front lines are being hit, suggesting these HIMARS are doing what they're supposed to do. Now, the Biden administration just pledged 4 of these systems initially, but it now says more are in the pipeline.
I see. So as we mentioned, the capital city, Kyiv, where you are, was hit by Russian missiles over the weekend. My understanding, it has been fairly quiet there recently. So can you talk a little bit about the significance of this latest attack?
Sure. You know, the Russians pulled back from the outskirts of Kyiv back at the end of March, almost 3 months ago, and attacks on the capital have been very rare since then. But on Sunday, an apartment building in central Kyiv got hit by a missile. One person was killed, several injured. This was part of a nationwide barrage over the weekend. More than 60 missiles struck around the country, many in the north and the west, the areas that have been relatively quiet. Now, Russia seemed to be sending a message here with this G7 meeting taking place today and a NATO meeting scheduled tomorrow. And just today, the Russians hit a busy shopping center in the central city of Kramatchuk, killing several people as well.
Terrible. Greg, we've just passed the 4-month mark of the Russian invasion. Give us a quick sort of overview of the state of this war today.
Right. So most analysts say the trend lines are pointing toward some sort of standoff coming up in the coming weeks or months. Russia has been making these limited gains in very heavy fighting in the eastern part of the country. It does seem to have the momentum in terms of day-to-day fighting. It does have more firepower. Now, that said, Ukraine aggressively contests every Russian attempt to advance. Russia is having to concentrate its firepower in one small area for weeks and weeks to make even these very limited advances. So the expectation is we're going to see more fighting, particularly in the eastern region, the Donbas region, and Russia wants to get a firm control of that area. But neither side really appears to be capable of a major breakthrough. Again, there's no sign of peace talks, so the expectation is more fighting, no real prospect of peace talks.
The war grinds on. NPR's Greg Myrie in Kyiv. Thanks so much for your reporting, Greg. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.